Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Norm at Night, coming out to you from Kitt Hopin, Maryland. I'm still having phone problems. I'm not 100% what the problem is, only if it's thick. I hope it doesn't rear that up again during the show. I'd like to really talk politics tonight. The football season's over. Well, I think I'm 100% sure. I hope that we're getting some activity. I'm trying to, I don't know. It's got to be my phone. I may just have to stop the show for a little bit until I can get things squared away. I'm not streaming. I don't know what the problem is. I really find this to be a little but if you feel like calling and I'm back. I don't really know why. I'm afraid if I go in the house, I lose the signal. I'm going to hope that I can get my computing device out here on the patio. I don't know. Hopefully, I got enough juice that I'll be able to keep going out here. Apparently, I'm keeping the show going. I'm sitting out on a chair. We're really having kind of cold weather here and in the Virginia Piedmont. I guess you never find Norm in the Tidewater. But I'm out here in the Piedmont. And I'm having a good time. Oh, I got somebody calling in. Hey, Colt, go ahead. I got you on the air. Colt, are you there?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. I don't know. I started out all right, but finally it's freezing here, and I'm out on the patio. We're going down below freezing again tonight.
Oh, you should be out here. I think we're in the 80s or something.
Well, it was a very nice day today, but last night it was 31, and today it's threatening to do the same thing. I don't really know what is going on. We lost the big soccer match on Friday. I've gone from hero to dog, you know, in the course of 5 minutes in a single game. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do? So, I don't know if you saw it today. If you saw it today on the news, you know, the Senate told Barack they're not giving him the money to close the prison at Guantanamo. So what should we do with those guys? Hello?
Bagram sounds like a good place.
What sounds like a good place?
Well, I, you know.
I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, okay. I'm getting two somethings going on here. I think I've got your show from last week playing. Hang on a minute.
Okay.
I don't know how the hell I did that.
Oh, there's no telling.
Your show from last week along with this week.
Really?
A little deja vu there, yeah.
Did you, by the way, get the PIN number?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I tried that, and I was able to get in.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, you know, there was no show scheduled till tonight, of course. So that's as far as it would let me go.
So what about now? Will it let you in now?
I could try this again. Okay, now I'm going to use the call-in number.
Yeah, it's one digit left.
Right. Okay. So I have Skype running simultaneously here. So let me do that.
All right. Meanwhile, if you're out there, while my buddy Colt and I are trying to get a little co-host going there, and if case I lose the cell phone connection again, although outside here it seems to be doing just fine, you can give us a call at 347-945-6713, and we got four lines open, actually probably be three very shortly, I hope. And if you're a, there you go. I got the number. And I got the red arrow.
Oh. Well,
It told me that you
have already called in.
Right.
It wouldn't let me in.
It won't let you in.
Nope.
I thought it would let two people in.
Yeah, you may have to do something with your account, you know.
Well, it's really interesting because I've got 510. I got the 510 number showing on my switchboard.
Yeah, it's me.
That's really interesting. Hey, I know what. Since we're just having some fun here and a lot of people don't appear to be calling in, I'm going to hang up.
What?
Huh?
Well, if you do, I think we still go on, don't we?
Right, but if I hang up, I want to see if...
if I can call in?
Yeah, if you can be the host.
Well, we'll see what happens.
All right, I'm hanging up. I'm trying to figure out how. There, now I'm back. What
Hello?
If I co- Hello?
Hi, Norm, it's Jan.
Hey, Jan, how are you?
Hello.
Good. You having trouble with the phone?
Yes, are you 510?
Yeah, I'm 510.
Oh, okay, yes, we're playing with the phone.
Oh, okay.
Bay
Area. Yes.
My buddy Carl is, or Colt is, from Sacramento.
Oh, really?
Yes,
hot.
We're just having
very hot.
Yeah, we know each other, sort of.
It was 31 here in Virginia Piedmont last night.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, it's going to be the same tonight. Everybody's running around putting bags over their tomatoes.
Oh, yeah, you have to do that.
Well, only if they've budded. But, you know, I don't know. I don't have any tomatoes this year. I was going to get myself a topsy-turvy, upside-down tomato planter, but they were all out of them.
Yeah, that's craziness. I just, you know, I've got about maybe 20 plants out there, and they're about 2 feet high now. They look fine, you know. I don't need no bags, good God.
Well, I'm glad you called you. So how are things in... Yeah, along the bay.
Oh, it's just another day in paradise, Norm.
Hello?
It's great. Yep, you hear me?
I hear you now. Yes, I do.
Okay, yeah, that's just another day in paradise, I said.
Oh, another day in paradise. That sounds like you're back in Buffalo.
With a beer and some wings, yeah.
You know, actually, this is really pretty funny because we've got three people on the phone who used to be in Buffalo.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They're just everywhere.
Yeah. You probably don't, well, you don't remember me by voice or anything, but you introduced me to Dr. Kurtz, Paul Kurtz, long time ago.
What is your name?
Carl.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Carl.
His name is Carl.
Oh, Carl.
We don't,
Carl what?
Yeah. Well, we don't use last names on
the air
okay.
Here. Oh, okay. Okay. Paul Kurtz.
Buddy?
Yes, my former employer.
Yeah.
So,
Carl and I were backgammon players at Bullfeathers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's all I needed.
Good.
Yeah, we used to see you down there from time to time.
Yeah, sure, I know. I know who you are. Sure. It's only been like 20, 30 years. What the hell?
I still got the same haircut.
You really? You got that same mustache?
Yeah, actually, I let the... what happened there? Well, anyway... I let my hair grow, and now it's back down where it was. Oh, I think I'm getting locked. I think I just, I don't know, I have an error here.
Uh-oh, I got that error earlier.
So,
Jan, what should we do with the guys at Guantanamo so the press can close it?
We should put them in Montana because they want them.
Do they really?
Yep. They need the money. They need their economy just is in the tank, and they've got a bunch of people up there who are organized, have all the prisons ready, and they want them, so let's give them to them.
Yeah, but
a lot of rich
wait
people.
A minute now.
A lot,
you know,
a lot of rich people
there's
from
over,
California
over,
moved to Montana.
Wait. There's over 700 people in Guantanamo. Only 23 of them have ever been charged with any of them. Why should let them go?
Oh, I see what you mean. No, I just meant that they have to be someplace before they're, you know, charged or tried.
Right, but the
charge and try, they can put them in Montana. The rest of them should go home.
Well, I say send them all home. Just period.
Yeah, well, I don't really know if there are any who need to be charged, but
the only one
like
who needs to be charged is to sit in the White House.
Well, that's true. He's in Dallas right now.
And
why don't we send a plane?
And his buddy used to live down the street right across from St. Albans.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
God, I detest him. I think I may have committed a crime. I'm not sure.
No, you didn't threaten anybody.
Oh, all right. As long as I don't threaten anybody.
No, don't threaten anybody.
I'm just a big fat left-hander.
We're not informants.
anything for a buck in this economy, right?
Yeah. No, Norm and I already have... Norm and I already have dossiers with the FBI. The FBI, they used to stand around in the student union in suits.
I'm still trying to figure out how I ever got in the Navy.
I don't know. Somebody was asleep at the switch.
That's the truth. My best day in the Navy was when the Army showed up claiming they had drafted me.
Oh, and yeah, I remember that.
You know what, Norm?
I remember your lottery number.
That's right, 63.
Yep.
It was
I don't know why I remember that, but that was just terrible. Just terrible.
Yeah, a number like that, you're on the meat hook, man. That's I remember. Mine was 122.
So you were close.
That's not good.
It was less than 100.
I was 125, and in 1970 they cut off at 122. That's what it was.
Oh, was it?
Then I ended up enlisting anyway. So what the hell?
So did I. That's right.
Experience, you know.
I don't know. I just get all, it's all bent out of shape. God, it's still daylight out on your side of the world, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. Yep.
Mm-hmm. We got that nice breeze coming in off the Delta.
This is amazing. Hey, all you people out there, come and join the conversation. 347-945-6713. We got 3 spots open. You can always Skype me at BoogeCon, but then, of course, I don't have Skype turned on tonight, so that won't do you much good. But you can.
You really thought that through, didn't you, Norm? thought it through.
I didn't quite think that through, you know. I'm the Rush Limbaugh on the left. I don't think. I just talk.
Don't talk about yourself that way.
So, Jan, did you vote today?
No, I didn't vote because because I moved.
Oh. What are you all voting about?
I moved, and we're voting about money, because in California, our politicians don't do any work. They just put everything on the ballot. And we have to study like you're studying for a PhD. And, we have to try to figure out, if we vote yes here and no there and yes here, will we have enough money to do the 2 yeses and the 1 no? Or, it's just absolutely insane. But I couldn't vote because I moved, and I do a mail-in ballot, and I didn't get the ballot. So, but I wouldn't have known how to vote anyway because I'm not a PhD in economics.
Those guys did a real good job, didn't they?
Yeah.
But, this is one of the few ones where liberals and conservatives agreed that it was just bad. And
yeah.
I believe everything is going to collapse, the whole thing, and I was more or less of the opinion that, there's only one way to do this. We're going to have to push them off the cliff, They're going to have to learn to swim. That's it. I did vote. I did vote for Proposition 1D. I did vote a yes, because 1D repealed Rob Reiner's Proposition 10. That was the one where they had the tobacco tax to pay.
You see our problem, Norm?
You see,
there's so many propositions here.
Well, see, I wanted to do
I haven't
that
heard that many
time.
Propositions since I was at the bar at Bullfeathers.
Yeah. Well, for me, it was just a matter, what would piss off Rob Reiner the most? That's it. Oh, I
Rob
everybody.
Reiner, that was the guy on Dick Van Dyke, right?
No, that was the guy on All in the Family.
Oh. Gloria's husband.
Yeah, Meathead. Well, he pushed the 50 cents tobacco tax, every pack of cigarettes, to pay for preschool for kids and that. And they have, I've heard as much as $2 billion that they haven't spent. It's just sitting there, and they don't know what to do with it. So, anyway.
Well, yeah, Mr.
Carl?
Mm.
Carl, are you still a smoker?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
so
unfortunately.
Against this.
So I have an interest in this. Yes, I will, you know, disclose that. But
so let me ask you, Carl, if they make the taxes on tobacco so high that you have to quit, where will they get the taxes?
That's a good question. That's why, you know,
They're counting on you not to.
Now, I rarely raise moral issues with politics, you know, but in this case I will, because, you know, I think it's immoral for government to feed like a vampire off the addictions of other people.
Okay.
Hey, all I'm trying to do is get Twitter on. Hey, any of you guys out there, you want to tweet me, just give N. Constantine a tweet at Twitter.
Oh, I haven't signed up for that yet. I'll have to.
The only way to get my phone to work, I had to go outside and it's dark and I can't see the stupid keys.
Yeah, I don't tweet or twit or whatever. What do they call that?
Tweet.
Just that old WGR radio in Buffalo, New York.
Yeah.
So it's tweeting. You know,
the name of the thing is
quitting.
Twitter, but when you do a message, you're tweeting. You're
right, because you can't quit.
You can't quit. Or some other things I've heard.
About 2 weeks ago, I was watching one of those Entertainment Tonight magazine things on television. And Michael J. Fox was on. And this airhead woman, she goes, "Do you Twitter?" And he goes, "No, I just twitch a lot."
Oh, my God. Hey, any of you guys listening out there, and I know there's a few of you because you all show up in my stats every week, why don't you give us a call, 347-945-6713. And I'm trying to get the stupid tweet going here. I think that's my password.
No, my phone's ringing. Ah, the hell with it.
Wait, how can your phone be ringing? Aren't you on your phone?
No. No, I can either use Skype or I can use the click to talk or whatever, you know. That's my landline. It's just for, you know, people I don't want to talk to. I give them a number.
Oh, you still have a landline.
Yeah.
Maybe if I had one, this blessed thing would work.
It's only, you know, I mean, for local, it's like $10 a month. Well, I have to have a telephone line in order to use my DSL, right? So.
That's right. You actually have to have a phone line with the DSL?
Oh,
actually, it's included, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they don't charge you double. So basically, they would charge me an extra $10 for the DSL. So as long as I have a telephone line, I don't pay the $10. So it's actually economical to do it that way. So.
Well, yeah, they get you coming, they get you going. All right, everybody, I'm tweeting away. I'm tweeting away. I'm on Norm at Night. I just updated. Updates are on. Actually, I'm not sure if my updates come to my cell phone. Oh, I got a new follower. I'm up to 13. I wonder who that is. If you're out there, new follower, that's Norm at... Oh, my God, it's my cousin Paula. Hello, Paula. How are things down there in Providence, Rhode Island? I hope you're listening tonight, and I hope things are going well for the Providence Journal. She's a newspaper woman.
Ah.
Oh.
Yeah, you got out of that business just in time, didn't you?
I can't say anything. I just can't say anything. And, you know, I still have too many friends at the B and in McClatchy and, you know, what can I say? It's really sad, and unfortunately, they are not doing anything that's going to help them survive. You know, I really fear a world without professional journalists. And unfortunately, I see us going that
way. Wait a minute, let's talk about that. What's the matter with our professional journalists?
No, I'm saying I fear a world without that.
You're right. Who cares?
Well, do you want your news from Hannity or Rush Limbaugh?
No, I want my news from the people that see it happen. I want to take the raw data and pour my own news out of it.
Well, you won't be getting accurate information. You won't be. These people are not going to do the research that's required in order to print accurate stories.
Oh, you want me to start talking about all these big newspapers and this fictional stories that they've written for years?
They aren't all. There's been some, yes, but, you know.
Big, giant ones. All the people, everybody who wins the prizes. And let's take some more genius people. Let's take the economists that'll come from all those fancy business schools with all the names, the this or that school of business. Oh, they've done a real good job too, haven't they? Well, let's pay them a bonus because nobody else is smart enough to unravel the mess.
Sometimes the crystal ball gets foggy. What can I say?
I'm sorry. Hey, all you people out there, you want to give Norm a good shot in the butt? Why don't you just call 347-945-6713? We're having a great conversation here tonight. And I'm really happy I got the cell phone to work. I just hope the computer gets going. Hey, you know what?
What?
If you want it, some kids did a live broadcast of our soccer match at the state championships on Friday. It's really cool. And we did a Blog Talk Radio call. I mean, they did it on Blog Talk Radio. It really was cool. And they did a great job at it.
Oh, wow.
I can't remember the address. But if you want to hear the Tandem Friends Wakefield School soccer match, you can go to wakefieldschool.org, go to athletics, and there's a link to the broadcast. And it's in the archives. We didn't win, however, so that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah. Well, you know, in a way that, it replaces, I don't know, photos. Maybe not replaces, but, you know, it's something they can save and archive, and, you know, 20, 30 years from now they can play that, you know. And that's a really nice thing.
Yeah, oh, no, absolutely it is. But the best thing about it was it's free. You know, all these people are talking about all these, you know, well, we can do it this way, we only have to pay this much. And I said, pay, are you nuts? And we did a Blog Talk Radio, and it was just great. I don't know how they do this. But anyway, the front page of Blog Talk Radio is changing immensely. It's actually professionalizing.
Yeah, I've noticed people who have, radio shows, websites, they have a whole lot of media going, and this is just one element of it, you know. They're selling products, you know.
Hey, callers and anybody else out there, I don't know if anybody watched Meet the Press on Sunday. But, you know, the anniversary of Tim's death's coming up, 3 weeks, June 13th. And it was the first Meet the Press I really liked. And Michael Steele was on with Tim Kaine. And they were, I don't know if you all know anything about Michael Steele, but I was stunned by the extent of his I don't want to say ignorance, because that's not quite the right word.
It's sort of like JV against, you know, the pros.
Well, you know, but the real interesting thing, last year at St. Mary's High School where I was, Usher gave the commencement because my daughter graduated. And this year, Michael Steele is coming to give the commencement. And I hope to God somebody videotapes it, because I'd love to take both commencements and put side against each other.
Yeah.
I haven't heard much Republican hip hop yet. Is he waiting on that, or?
He gave a speech today.
He gave a speech today. That was broadcast, and he managed to say absolutely nothing. It's a talent, really. I mean, he just absolutely has no ideas, no plan, just criticism. You know, we're gonna play hardball. We're gonna take it to the president. Well, I don't know what they're taking.
I don't either, and I don't think. Well, I don't know. More power to him. You know, he's chairman of the party, not me. Of course, I don't want to be. At least that party. And, you know, but the other thing, as somebody pointed out to me today, the Democrats, Tim Kaine, how can you compare him to Howard Dean? Why isn't Howard Dean still the chairman?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's moved on to another position, hasn't he? Isn't he the,
I don't know what he is now. He's probably working in an emergency room somewhere.
No. Oh, no. He's still pretty high up.
I was trying to make a little joke. It didn't come out too well. Oh, okay.
I get it.
Yeah.
Hey, somebody else join us here. 347-945-6713. If somebody doesn't call, I'm going to have to play some Max Webby.
Well, Norm, I'm really glad I got you this week, because I've been having trouble the last couple of weeks.
Well, I swear to God, I couldn't make the telephone work. We're really glad you called, and just before you go, you got to hear a little of...
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring?
Oh, my God, I thought I had another caller.
Is silent like a stone, and
come on, hang up your phone! Give me a call! 347-945-6713.
Why can't somebody
but
just
buddy,
give
just
me a
me up all.
I'm getting the idea.
Alright, that's enough of Max.
Okay. See you next week, Norm.
Oh, God, I didn't turn them off.
Why can't somebody just give me a...
Chance, hey. I'm talking with you.
She's gone.
Oh, hell. Okay.
But that's all right. We got 24 minutes. Somebody else join us. My computer screen keeps repainting, and...
What I did, that runtime error, I'm not clicking OK because it will close, you know, I'll lose everything.
Yeah, well, I still got you here. Are you on the, I want to see if there's anybody on the chat page. It's so hard when you're in the dark.
Yeah, see, I can't get down there because that, Microsoft Visual C++ Runtime Library. It's an Explorer error. Okay.
You know, I had that earlier, too, and it did boot me off.
Yeah, that's what'll happen. So I'm just leaving it alone. I'm not touching it. Now
there's just you and me in the chat room, too. And you know what else? It's just getting plain cold out here. Oh, you'll get everybody out there, I hope y'all get a kick out of this. It's a lot of people know who might be listening to me, school teacher, and, I do a lot of computer things. We were just learning how to editing software, and so I decided that the center that I would take, well, I suppose, that everyone knows is Barack Obama behind a podium, and I put, and it came out kind of nice. Hey, all you guys out there, and I don't know, do you know about Pixton Cult?
Pixton.
P-I-X-T-O-N. I think you would like it. It is, well, it lets people make their own comic strips.
Oh, okay. I've seen things similar to that, yeah.
Well, Pixton's really very nice. P-I-X-T-O-N, everybody. So go to Pixton.com and you can start making your own comic strips. It's really a lot of fun. And another place you can go that I like a lot is, it's called Grogster. And you can make your, you can make your own, like, you know how you go in school, teachers are always real big on, you know, getting a poster board and making some kind of poster?
Mm-hmm.
Well, but you do it electronically.
Oh.
And, speaking of, I don't know. I better not say that because I could get in some hot water. Because lots of people are starting to listen to the show now from work and everything. Mm. And,
let me help you out then. Did you see the Cheeto Jesus?
No.
Okay. I think there's two of them, but I'd only seen one. And
you mean a Cheeto that looks like Jesus?
Absolutely.
Oh, come on.
They pulled this Cheeto out of a bag of Cheetos, and it has sort of the profile. It kind of looks like a little hair on a robe, and then there's like arms reaching out in prayer.
Oh, geez. Save me, Lord. Jesus Cheeto. Hey, anybody out there, give us a call at 347-945-6713 because we're talking about the Jesus Cheeto. Hey, any of my cousins out there, give us a call. That's Norman Knight, 347-945-6713.
The funny part is they don't call it Jesus. They call it Jesus.
Oh, come on. Stop this. I can't deal with this.
You know,
if I had a commercial to go to, I'd go to it.
Well, I was, you know, then I started looking it up. I thought, well, you know, let me think. Who owns Frito-Lay? Well, PepsiCo, they own that, right? With that, I mean, suppose all of the Cheetos look like Jesus.
Wait, Frito-Lay makes Cheetos? I don't even know that.
Yeah, Frito-Lay makes Fritos and Cheetos, you know. And
hey, we got four lines open. Join the conversation, 347-945-6713.
Chester the Cheetah is one of my favorites. I love, you know, all his commercials and that. But anyway, I started looking into it just to do a little. I thought I might add it to my blog, you know, over at the Motley Fool. You know, I'd relate it to investment and this and that. And I said, you know, is that a way to, you know, make money, produce a product? Now, we sell religious products all the time, but these would be, like, edible. And it turns out that there are these products out there. I mean, and you can do this. I mean, what can I say? But, I mean, it's in very poor taste. I suppose they'd get a lot of criticism, but I just, and then what was the, I saw a photo of a family built an entire nativity scene carved out of Spam, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then in the cradle was Jesus. Yeah, he was a little piece of cheese wrapped
mm-hmm.
in a piece of lettuce swaddling.
Oh, God.
I'm not kidding. You can go Google. It's there. It's really, truly there.
People don't really do this stuff.
Yes,
they
do these things. You know, and then in the manger, you know, you had your regular animals. I mean, you had Mary and Joseph and a couple of angels and a camel. And then they put
uh-huh.
a crocodile in there. Well, what the hell is? Where did crocodile come from?
I don't know.
It came from the Nile River. It was looking for him or something. I'm not sure, but.
Jesus. Hey, all you Cheeto worshippers out there, why don't you give this show a call? 347-945-6713. I'm trying to get on to Facebook here. Hold on a second. I forget. Do you Facebook, Colt?
I have one. I haven't been there in months. I don't use it very often, you know. It's sort of nice, but at the same time, they do a little too much data mining for me, you know, and I was getting a lot of spam from them, so I went in and I changed my name to something totally obscure that doesn't connect to anything, so, but I haven't been on there well over 2 months.
Oh, well, you know, I always get a big kick out of, all these people, you know, at school, you know, oh, we can't do this, we can't do that, because there'll be all this data mining, and then, you know, while they're there and everybody's arguing about, you know, oh, we're protected because we don't do it, and I put their name into Google and they're stunned.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you find amazing, I mean, and if you really want to dig, you know, you come up with much more than that, you know.
Oh, wow. And it's all free.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, for the most part, it's the kind of basic information. You know, name, address, maybe telephone number. Hopefully you can't find a Social Security number, but even if you can't... You know, there's just an awful lot of stuff. If anyone has been on the internet for any length of time, you know,
anybody who's ever been in a phone book,
you have left a trail of information. It's all over there. So
right, and so what I don't understand is, what is everybody so worried about?
Yeah, right.
You know,
well,
it's the all right, I just threw up a Call Norm at Night onto Facebook, so hopefully, let me try to get my switchboard back. Hey, we got 14 minutes left, and I don't know if I'm going to make it that long because it's so damn cold out here. And I'm in shorts and a t-shirt. The temperature's fast falling through the 40s.
Yeah, I spent the weekend. I had a tree taken out, and then had the dump ground out, and then I had to rebuild all the fences, put them all back in around there. So I'm still sore from that. But it was 100 degrees, and I was working out there.
Oh,
so I could only work for like 15 minutes.
I would leave the stump in the ground.
Yeah, I would stop. And then I'd have to go in the house and stand in front of the air conditioner, you know, suck down half a beer, and okay, I'll go back again.
We had a stump out in the front yard one time. We called Stump Masters.
Uh-huh.
And I'll never forget, the guy came out and he brought this tool out, and he just, it was gone. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, this was an enormous thing on wheels, and it, you know, it just sort of waved, you know, he had like this hydraulic thing, and it had this giant tungsten blade, and it just, the stump evaporated, it turned into shreds.
Absolutely. I'm really happy.
You know?
I'm really happy we got a whole show here. So anybody out there, 347-945-6713, call in and tell us what you're reading. What are you reading anything these days?
Oh, I've got, let me think. I would have to go back to the table. It's a German book. It's a German history book. I can't recall the.
Are you reading it in German?
The title is in German, but it's an English translation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't translate the title. It didn't bother.
That's
but it's
pretty.
But it's quite good. More or less has it, you know, it's centered around the formation of the. You know, whatever the unification of Germany through.
Do you or any of you other listeners out there, do you know about Goodreads? It's like Facebook for readers.
No, I haven't heard of that.
Well, go to Goodreads.com and you can make friends and you just. Talk about the books you've been reading, and actually, anybody who, all I ever do is follow people. I don't put much on there. You'd think I was an illiterate, because I think I have had 4 books on there in 2 years.
Yeah. I actually have a list, you know, and then what'll happen, the way I order books and that is, you know, once I have, like, you know, half a dozen books on my list, then I go to Amazon, I order them all at once, and boom, then I'm satisfied for, you know, like 6 months to a year with that.
Right.
But, you know, I'm not reading, you would think I have more time now, but I don't read anywhere near what I used to read, say, 20, 30 years ago, you know, because there's so much other ways to get information, I guess that must.
Well, you know, that's absolutely true. And this conversation is going on everywhere. You know, everywhere. How could you say the book's dead? More books are being published than ever before.
Yeah.
I really don't have an answer to that, except the book is dead.
Right.
Just
and then
plain.
The thing. Well, here's the thing. You know, do you really think Kindle is going to replace, I don't know, the intimacy of a book?
You know, everybody always says that, the intimacy of a book. You know, give me a break. When's the last time you did a book? You know, give me.
I don't know. I don't read. I don't take one to the bathroom with me, you know.
A Kindle or a book?
I mean, neither one. I don't want anything in there.
Well, you know, that's interesting. I do keep a book on top of the commode for those times when you're there for a long time. My father used to keep a dictionary in the bathroom, and he said you should learn a new word every time you go in.
Oh, good God, really?
Yes, and if he was around when you came out, he'd say, "What word you learn today?" I swear to God, good old Squeege. He's been in the ground 3 years now.
I was trying to think of his nickname.
Yep, it's Squeege.
We were Booge, and he was Squeege.
That's right. My sister was Beak. My sister was Beak. My brother was nothing. He was just David. He didn't have a nickname. My mother was Claude.
See, and we, you know, I always called your parents, you know, Mr. Constantine, Mrs. Constantine.
Right.
You know, that's how we were, you know.
Right, absolutely it was.
You mean first name? No.
Oh, God, and now all these priests are Father Sam and Father Bob. And God, I never would have said that when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I can remember working, you know, my first few jobs in that. You know, your boss was always a mister.
Oh, absolutely.
It was the same thing. You just didn't, you know.
Half the time you didn't even know their first names.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they didn't socialize with you. There was, you know, that didn't happen. Oh, God. In fact, back then, I mean, even things like annual reviews and all, they didn't do any of that stuff either, you know.
Hey,
you weren't going to get a raise until you asked for it, and you were probably going to have to ask for it about 4 or 5 times to get an extra nickel or something, you know.
What are those, that just reminded me, and you might know, they're like radio stations, and you put artist names in, and it just plays music.
Oh, yeah, Pandora.
Yeah, but isn't there another one?
There was a really good one called Spiral Frog, which shut down about a month ago.
Oh, I don't know. That wasn't the one. That's not the one I'm thinking about. Not only did it play the songs, but you could download them.
Oh, okay. No, Pandora didn't let you do that.
No, Pandora doesn't let you do that.
Yeah, Spiral Frog used to let you download anything you wanted to. But it wasn't a radio station. You know, it was just a download service, and you listened to their ads as you downloaded. That was about it.
Have you ever been to eMule?
eMule, yeah, I remember that from long ago. So wasn't one of those...
It's a peer-to-peer sharing thing.
Back in the old days.
And it can't be shut down because nobody knows who made it.
Right, right. Yeah, it's just sort of floating.
There's nobody to sue.
Yeah, there's another one I have used. It's called Legal Sounds, and it's out of Lithuania.
Oh, gee, no, that sounds real legal.
Oh, okay. Well, no, actually, it is legal.
In Lithuania.
You set up an account and put some money in there, and you pay 9 cents per song. The problem here's with the situation. You know, this is the legal end of it. After the revolution, the copyright treaties and agreements with the Soviet Union never updated. So they. Well, you know, they can just take music from wherever and sell it, and they give some money back to the artist, but they're using rules from the 19th century. So that's basically it. And to date, it has never made an international court, and they are still running legally. And you're in the clear because you are buying the music. You are paying real money. So nobody can tell me I'm stealing. I'm just only paying 9 cents a song.
I had to come back because we only got a couple of minutes left here,
and
I'm not. I'm not even sure. It was cold out there.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, I've been in cold weather before, but you know. For me, it's like, around 60 degrees at night, and even that I consider a little warm. I like that breeze to be coming through, you know. So, 41, that would kill all my corn, tomatoes, and peppers.
Right, has it ever snowed in Sacramento?
Yeah, a couple of years ago. It was just a very freakish, like a very light sprinkle, you know, a few, you know, some flakes come down, everybody goes outside and looks at it and says, what the hell's going on? and then it goes away. But
okay, well,
we don't get real snow, but nothing like that.
I got about 2 minutes left, so I'm going to go out with a little I Got Bad Habits, and I'm just going to call it a night here.
And you have yet to send me that MP3.
Which one?
For the Bad Habits song.
Oh, yes, I will. I will send it. Okay, there it is. There it is.
Okay. Well, anyway.
And thanks for calling, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, sounds good, man. You take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Another night of Norm at Night, and thanks for listening in. Give us a call back next week at 347-945-6713. Norm says goodnight, and we'll talk to you later. Buy the first season, because it's a great, great show.